Bones to Ashes by Kathy Rikes, read by Lorelei King. This is the forest primeval, but where are the hearts that beneath it leaped like the roe when he hears in the woodland the voice of the huntsman? Where is the thatch-roofed village, the home of Acadian farmers? From Evangeline by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Chapter 1. Babies die. People vanish. People die. Babies vanish. I was hammered early by those truths. Sure, I had a kid's understanding that mortal life ends. At school, the nuns talked of heaven, purgatory, limbo, and hell. I knew my elders would pass. That's how my family skirted the subject. People passed, went to be with God, rested in peace. So I accepted in some ill-formed way that earthly life was temporary. Nevertheless, the deaths of my father and baby brother slammed me hard. And Evangeline Laundrie's disappearance simply had no explanation. But I jump ahead. It happened like this. As a little girl, I lived on Chicago's south side, in the less fashionable outer spiral of a neighborhood called Beverly. Developed as a country retreat for the city's elite following the Great Fire of 1871, the hood featured wide lawns and large elms, and Irish Catholic clans whose family trees had more branches than the elms. A bit down at the heels then, Beverly would later be gentrified by boomers seeking greenery within proximity of the loop. A farmhouse by birth, our home predated all its neighbors. Green-shuttered white frame, it had a wraparound porch, an old pump in back.